Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And Mark Lawrence is still on vacation. He expects to return tomorrow. We expect to see him back at that point. So today, Chris Elio is sitting in with me. I'm Joe McGranahan. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning, and we are honored and delighted to have as our producer the eminent Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Sean Carroll.
Hi.
Good morning, Sean.
Morning, gentlemen.
Celebrating a victory last night.
Yeah, Sean and I already had that conversation in the hallway.
Yes, they won me money last night, too, Steelers.
He's going to the game Sunday night.
Oh, who are they playing Sunday?
They play the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday.
Oh, it's going to be a rough one.
That is. The Colts are a very good team.
Colts are a very good team this year. Yeah. I called it. Brissett's the real deal. So.
Go Steelers.
Colts and then the Rams, and all three are home. So if they can get through the homestand 2-1, just try to keep up the Ravens, we'll see.
Hey, just an interesting side note. Do you know that all of Tom Brady's backups are, like, they only have two losses this year? Tom Brady and his backups, two losses. Anyway, moving on.
All right. Well, in any event, as my brother-in-law likes to call the Baltimore Ravens, the Ratbirds.
Yes.
Are yet to be determined.
And you've probably called them something dirtier than that with watching Steelers-Ravens games over the years.
Yes. Especially the last one.
The Ravens are hateable. That's true. That is true.
In any event, we welcome you to On the Mark. It's brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. As I said, On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. www.sunburymotors.com. So the big news today is that Nancy Pelosi finally is bowing to the will of the American people, who realize that what the Democrats have created is an unfair and biased process toward impeachment. They're not handling it the way it's always been handled. Instead of being in the Judiciary Committee where it belongs, it's now in the Intelligence Committee. They're taking these closed-door depositions. It's a star chamber of the first degree. And now Nancy is finally bowing to pressure from the American people, and she is going to conduct an open vote and force all these Democrats who are running in Republican districts or who narrowly won the last time to go on the record, and forcing Republicans who maybe are in Democratic districts to put up or shut up as well.
It's interesting, the spin that's put on everything on both sides. Like, it's really just bizarre to me, because Pelosi did something yesterday that she did not have to do. She does not have to do this. They are simply conducting an investigation, just like a police officer or police organization would conduct an investigation. They do not have to do this until the official impeachment is begun.
Like, that's what this vote's going to do. It's going to officially begin the impeachment.
Right, but up until this point, but what you're saying
should have happened earlier than
that. No, because they had to gather the information. There's no police officer. There's no police organization. Like, if the police are investigating Joe McGranahan on a crime, whatever the crime is, murder, whatever. Let's just pick anything, okay? No, Joe McGranahan did not
murder
anybody.
Who's my victim?
Exactly, me.
Okay,
apparently.
Well, that could work. keep going.
Mark is not really absent today. There's no way that they would, there wouldn't be an official indictment until they gathered the information, and the information would not be made public. They wouldn't be like, Joe, listen, this is what we're doing.
No,
all right?
You're missing the point here. They arrest you on the basis of a crime committed. There is no crime identified here. There is no specific charge that's been levied against
Absolutely.
The president.
Absolutely. There's been several different theories bandied about.
Oh, there you hit the magic word. Theories, not actual crimes that are alleged to have been committed by the president. In a typical criminal case, I would maybe catch you, or someone would tell me Chris Elio committed this murder. I would look around and I would say, well, here's his motive, and I would come and arrest you. And then after I arrest you, there would be a preliminary hearing where you had the chance to either waive your charges.
But you would do all kinds of investigating before you came and arrested me to be sure that I was arrestable. That's the point.
I don't know how fast we do that.
Absolutely, that's how it goes. There's a lot of questioning. There's been situations where I've had friends, unfortunately for me, that I've run with a certain crowd that wasn't exactly wonderful, and they get brought in for questioning. And then they're questioned, and then they're let go. And then I'm sure the investigation continued. And I've had one or two friends go away for other things, either it be drug running or whatever it was. But there were investigations that happened while they were free people, walking around, living their life.
I do this show with Mark Lawrence, and he's a gun nut who often has a gun with him when he does this show. And now here you are telling me that you're hanging out with criminals.
Hey, man, I can
get me out of here,
yeah,
Sean?
I can honestly tell you I've had many, many a people with shady pasts. You don't want to mess with me.
Well, that's why I would say that's probably why you're such a big fan of Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, well done. Shots fired.
Look, I look at this thing, and I think what the Democrats, whether they're doing it for the right reason or the wrong reason, they're doing the right thing now by launching a formal investigation. It should have been handled the way it was with Bill Clinton, the way it was with Richard Nixon. It should have started in the Judiciary Committee with a formal vote. If you believe there is reason to conduct an investigation, in other words, that's your probable cause. If you have probable cause, then you present it and say, we want to begin an investigation to determine the veracity of these facts. That's the right way to do it, and that's not the way it was done.
I think at this point, the issue with why they couldn't do it that way is because there's been so very much, it's just so much that you could possibly throw at the wall and investigate, and it just took a bit. So maybe it was the right way, maybe it was the wrong way, but right now he's going to have to answer.
Well,
if
they take the formal vote and he believes he did nothing wrong, then he must cooperate.
He's going to have to answer
and count on the Republicans in Congress and in the Senate to back him up. I think this is really, frankly, an exercise in futility, because I don't think there's a smoking gun here bad enough to impeach him any more than there was a smoking gun bad enough to actually impeach Bill Clinton. They both did some things that maybe are wrong or questionable, but so far, the president hasn't been found guilty of anything.
Well, there's always that thing where his supporters are going to support him until the ship sinks anyway.
Well, Bill Clinton's did too.
Yeah,
the same people who now are saying the president's wrong calling it a witch hunt called it a witch hunt when the Republicans were impeaching Bill Clinton.
Probably.
Tom, you're on the mark. You're going to support Chris, I know, so go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's been reported all over the news that the Republicans are the ones that changed these rules that you don't like. They changed them in 2015.
Yeah, I heard
the same
thing.
I don't know if you
thing.
Know that or not.
I heard the same thing.
What rules did they change? That it goes before
the intelligence
committee?
The rule that you don't like, that they can have these closed, secret hearings. They ain't really secret anyway, because there's 45 Republicans in there anyway.
Well, when they did that, did the Democrats object?
Well, I don't know whether they injected or not, but the Republicans were in charge and they passed it. Don't try to fog the issue like you're trying to do.
I'm not fogging it. I think if the Democrats...
Yes, you are trying to fog it. The Republicans passed it.
But the Democrats
have control of the House and the Senate and the presidency, and they passed it.
Did the Democrats object and say it was the wrong thing to do?
Well, you're fogging the issue.
How am I fogging the issue?
The Republicans passed it. And then another thing, there was a judge that said because the Republicans objected, there was a judge that said it's perfectly legal what they're doing.
And the Democrats went right along with it, huh?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, because I think if you
if the judge agrees with them, what they're doing is right. Why would they disagree with them?
Well, because people disagree with judges all the time.
Well, they're not going to disagree with something that they're doing.
Well, not now.
And
but something at the time.
I tell you, Joe, you need to get over this. You're starting to lose it. This little issue is really getting to you.
Tom, all I'm asking for is fairness. I'm asking for this to be done.
Everybody said it's fair, except you're the only one that don't agree with it.
That's not true. There are plenty of people.
And your six or seven right-wing callers that call the show every day and two times a day if they can. That's the only ones that are agreeing with you.
That's not true, Tom. There are people all over the country who feel this is a flawed process. I'm just saying if they had done it the way they started out to do it with Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon, I would be saying the president has got to cooperate. Now, if that's fogging the issue, then I'm fogging the issue.
Fogging the issue because this is perfectly legal. The Republicans changed the rules. A judge says it's perfectly legal. You need to get over it.
So the next time they want to impeach a Democratic president, you'll be calling in saying, this is disgusting. This is horrible.
No, I won't. There's nothing wrong with it. They know those Republicans, there's 45 Republicans in that room, and a lot of them were the same idiots that marched downstairs and held up the meeting when they were already allowed in the meeting.
They weren't allowed in the meeting. Some of them were thrown out.
Yeah, they were allowed in. They were allowed in the meeting, and they're protesting that they can't be in the meeting.
Some of them were permitted because of the committee memberships.
How dumb can you be,
Tom? Some of them were permitted based on the members of the committees they're on, but some of them weren't allowed in.
Well, they shouldn't have been down there then.
Okay, so protesting is wrong. Is that right?
Well,
they're protesting that they can't be in the room when they're already allowed in the room.
Not all of them were allowed in.
Storming the room is not protesting.
They didn't storm the room. They walked calmly down the stairs and through the door.
Right. That's storming the room. It's walking into a room that you're not supposed to be in.
And then they ordered pizza.
Jeez.
They're eating pizza. Hold it up.
Well, how about that Democrat that ate fried chicken in the one hearing?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Okay. your grasp of the facts seems to go a little south when it involves a Democrat.
I was going
to
say, going left and right on those things are a little bit, who's eating what is ridiculous.
But the simple fact is that the Democrats, if they had done it the right way, the way it's been done with the past two impeachments, I would have no argument
with
it.
You're in your right way. There is no right way. It's the way they want to do it.
They don't want to give Jerry Nadler. They don't want to give Jerry Nadler
to make a fool of
himself.
It's not nobody else's right way. It's the way they want to do it, and that's the way they're going to do it. So you got to get over it.
Well, then why is Nancy Pelosi trying to do it the right way now?
She's not.
Yes, she is.
A different phase.
Because they've been asked. Yeah, because
their vote right now. What they're voting on is they're going to vote on the rules, how it's going to be, how they're going to do it is what they're actually voting on.
I find it interesting. This is what I was saying at the top of this, that the spin that goes on for both sides. Like, I'm looking at this going, well, we have him now. He has to cooperate. If he doesn't cooperate, like, innocent people do not act this way. Innocent people run and hide. Innocent people do not block people from testifying. Innocent people do not. If somebody walked in, like, I'm an innocent person. If somebody walked into my house right now or into my life and said, I accuse you of X, Y, and Z, and I know it's not true, then I'd be like, all right, my whole family can talk to you. That's fine.
Stephen Collison wrote a story on CNN this morning. It says, in part, the House Speaker's call for the vote is a reversal and vindicates GOP critics who have blasted her inquiry.
No, it's not, because it isn't. What it is it's a vote. It's a vote. You better go back and check your facts. This is a vote to see how they're going to proceed with the hearing. As far as what I heard, they're not going to let people have 5 minutes. They're going to have one guy that's going to speak for each side.
True. No, yeah, they're going to be able to tell a narrative, and that's true. But what Pelosi said yesterday is that this is going to make it more public. And you're reading one little excerpt from a larger story. Yes, it is a vindication of what the GOP has been asking for. They've been asking for this.
Right.
But I believe, as many other people believe, is that was just one of the like arguments against this process. So now that what Pelosi has done is taken that argument away. Because if you notice, if you listen to every Republican or every person that has been supporting, that has been supporting Trump, they do not argue the merits of the case. They argue the process. They're saying
taking the argument away, but she could have done it easily the first time around, so there would have been no argument in the first place.
No, because I think she was actually doing the right thing by investigating to see if there was something there first before you bring about official impeachment inquiry. That's the thing. You don't want, like, it's like, it's just like accusing someone of a crime officially without having any evidence. That is false accusation.
That happens all the time. They arrest people and then they conduct
And they get in trouble for that.
They finish the investigation and then they have a trial and then they have a result of the trial.
Right. That's beyond that. That's when you get to indictment. But before all of that,
let's give Tom the last word. Tom, go ahead. You got the last word.
I'll say this. The way they did it is the best way to do it, but I'll tell you why. Because that way there, they don't know what the other one said. They have all these different people going in there that they called to testify. They don't know what the other one said. If you do it this way, they don't know what the other one said, and they can get caught in a lie. If you do it out in the open, then the other guy knows what the other guy said, and then he can twist things around. This way here, they got him. They can't. If they lie, they catch him. Somebody's lying if the stories are all different.
Well,
best way to do it.
You may want to respond to this. One of our texters says, Tom is wrong. The Republicans didn't have the White House in 2015. When he says some rule was changed, Tom is spreading about these secret hearings and who's not allowed in. Tom is spreading lies about these hearings and who is not allowed in.
Okay, so according to the Washington Examiner, October 24th, and this was the first thing I found, it says, Judge Andrew Napolitano explained that Republicans have to blame their own party for the current House rules allowing closed-doored interviews as part of the impeachment proceedings. In an interview with Fox and Friends, Napolitano noted that the House rules being used by Chairman Adam Schiff have been in place since 2015 when Republicans were in the majority. I read the House rules, said Napolitano, and as frustrating as it may be to have these hearings going on behind closed doors, the hearings for which Congressman Schiff is presiding, they are consistent with the rules. Napolitano maintained that former House Speaker John Boehner and the 2015 House Republicans are responsible for allowing the current closed-door process to take place in the House. That is courtesy of the WashingtonExaminer.com, October 24th.
Tom, thanks for your call. We've got to take a break. I'm sorry. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Thousands of Americans have tachophobia, or fear of speed. These are the people that classify the telegraph as digital communication. They believe this is the sound of progress, and they drive slow in the fast lane all the time. Don't be those people. Get the white-knuckle, stomach-dropping, crazy speed of Penteladata's fiber network for your business, and face your fears head-on. See how Penteladata fiber can make you fearless in the office. Call today.
Nottingham Village in Northumberland is the premier provider of senior living services in the central Susquehanna Valley.
At Nottingham Village, you can truly have it all. A serene country setting conveniently located between area hospitals and towns. Discover exciting floor plans with garages, sunrooms, and screen porches. We do it all for you while you enjoy activities and friendships. Call me, Judy Carr. I can't wait to show you our village.
Walk-in Wednesdays are back every Wednesday, 1 to 3 p.m. View Nottingham Village's beautiful retirement cottages.
Chad, we need to be serious. I want to talk about building our team.
Oh, wait, like a basketball team? I could hit a three-pointer.
No, Chad, I'm talking about the Cobalt Banker Penn 1 team. We are growing and expanding, and we need current active agents as well as brand new agents to join us.
Oh, I get it. How do I sign up?
You can stick with your day job, Chad, but anyone else who would be interested in joining our winning team can contact me, Lisa Barrick, at CobaltBankerPenn1.com.
Fantastic. When do I get my jersey? I'm a medium.
No jerseys, Chad.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Donnie Collins on Penn State, and Matt Leon on the Eagles today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Chris Elio. We invite your phone calls, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. One of our texters says, hey, Chris, the whole Russian collusion hoax was a 2.5-year scam on this country. And guess what? No American colluded, just as Trump said from day one. All that was in an attempted coup, just like this crap about impeachment is. Not to worry, though. The American people will set the Democrats straight in 2020.
Boo-hoo.
Well, you know, it's sad that we become so polarized, but I mean, to me, and I guess Tom and I will never agree, and you and he will probably always agree, I think if the process had been done the way it was done in the past, the first thing I would have done if I were the head of the Intelligence Committee, I would have said, hey, this should be over in Judiciary. It shouldn't be here. And if I were the chairman of Judiciary, I would say, I want a thorough examination of how this was done for Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon up to that point, and I want to do it exactly that way. I want to be as fair as possible, because if we're going to remove the President of the United States from office, we have got to be certain we're running a clean, fair, and honest process. I don't want anything to make it look like we're double-dealing or hiding behind stuff. I want it out in the open, I want it public, and I want it fair. Now, that's what I would have done.
Now,
and if they do that and the President doesn't cooperate, then he's on my list.
But I have a goose, I have a what's good for the goose is good for the gander type situation. Like yesterday, you held the contention that, President Trump didn't tell the Democrats about the operation against the terrorists because of all the leaks and blah, 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 blah. Like, do you really believe for a second that if President Trump, like if this inquiry had been public from the gate, that President Trump would have left it alone and let it play out? Or would he have obscurated the entire situation?
Oh, there's a new word.
the entire process, the whole time via Twitter or going in front of his rallies or going, like, he would never have let this play out the way it was supposed to.
Well, and neither did Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton at the time.
Come on.
Neither did Richard Nixon. Neither did Richard Nixon. They all had a chance to express their opinions. Nixon went on TV many times to talk about Watergate.
It's a different world these days.
Well, you weren't there. I was.
Right, and it's a different world these days.
It's not a different world. The process, this is still the United States of America, where people are guaranteed certain constitutional liberties. They're guaranteed the right to a fair trial. They're guaranteed the right to face their accusers.
He's going to. Nobody's indicting him. Nobody's
Where's the whistleblower?
Indicting anybody.
Why haven't they called the whistleblower?
Why would a whistleblower, so there's laws to protect a whistleblower when the President of the United States goes out and basically
whistleblower. Now stop for 1 second. Right now, the President doesn't have any right to be in those hearings that they're being conducted.
No, he doesn't.
And yet they haven't called the whistleblower to testify. Why not?
Well, because they don't want him, because he's protected. He's got laws
protected
to protect
from
him.
Whom? It's a closed-door hearing.
Because if you don't think in this world that if they call a whistleblower into the building, into the, like, the whistleblower did his job. He did what he was supposed to do. He filed what he needed to do. His hands are clean of this. He's
done. Well, let me ask you this, then. Now, today everybody's up in arms over, excited about this lieutenant colonel who apparently actually did listen in on the phone call and who says that he was alarmed enough about it to report it to several of his superiors.
Sure.
That's what he says.
Sure.
Now, they've announced his name. They've released his testimony.
Right.
That is much more damning than the original whistleblower who said, I heard second and third hand that some stuff happened.
Absolutely.
So don't you think his motives, don't you think his justifications are important to learn?
No, because I actually...
Oh, well, that explains everything.
Well, no, because I actually believe that this lieutenant colonel actually nullifies the whistleblower, and you don't need to hear from the whistleblower now. The whistleblower may be just some person who's afraid to come out. Look, I know plenty of people...
the rumor is that he has ties to former Democrat or to Democratic congressional leadership.
Oh, of course that's the rumor, because that's what helps...
But we don't know whether or not he had an honest...
It doesn't matter.
Honest.
Why do you need to know? Look, if a fire starts, and there's a fire.
Well, that's what happens when a fire starts.
Right.
Yes.
You put out the fire, right? And you have to fight the whole thing, not just where it started. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at this point, the whistleblower started the fire, okay? He's the one that threw it out there the first time. He said, okay, something happened. I found this weird. It was really upsetting to me. Then, down the line now, other people have now decided that they're brave enough to come out. It's like the Me Too movement, too. Same thing. It took one brave person to be like, that rich SOB over there did something inappropriate to me, and then the chips fell and dominoes all fell, and it all came out of the woodwork, and everybody at one point went, wow, it seems like this can't possibly be real that this is all happening. But guess what? It's all happening. All of these people did do this. So the whistleblower, who may have understood how dangerous it is to be a whistleblower against a president of the United States, especially one as volatile as this one, might want to keep his anonymity, but now a lieutenant colonel, who is a lieutenant colonel and is braver than the whistleblower, has come forward and said, listen, I was there too. And now we don't need the whistleblower anymore, so you can be safe now. We don't need him anymore. This is just a smokescreen. The whistleblower is a smokescreen.
Listen, I listened to you for 5 minutes. Let me have my say.
Ahead.
I think that the whistleblower needs to be identified and needs to testify out in the open. He is the one who said he was originally alarmed. We have a right to hear from him directly, or her. We have a right to question them, to cross-examine them. The president does.
Why?
Because that started the whole thing. It's like now this the Steele dossier. The Republicans, and they've appointed a special prosecutor, say it's now a criminal matter. The Democrats don't want them looking into that. Why not? If we're going to investigate one thing, one person, why not investigate all?
Why would
now,
you
let
have
me
to?
Finish. Let me finish. Why not investigate the origins of everything? Let's investigate the origins of the Steele dossier. Let's investigate the origins of the whistleblower's report. Let's investigate the origins of everything so we know exactly who the players are, what their motivations were, what they hope to gain from it, and whether or not they're telling the truth.
Question to carry over to the other side. If the whistleblower turns out to be a Democratic operative and it turns out to be correct, why does that make a difference?
It does. This is WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back with more of On the Mark. Join us on the other side of the news. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back to On the Mark. I am Joe McGranahan. Along with me today is Chris Helio. Mark Lawrence off today, his final day of a little mini vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. Our program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. Let's take a quick look at the news headlines. A local company has purchased undeveloped land at Union County's Great Stream Commons. The Daily Item reports that a firm with the same parent company as Moran Logistics of Watsontown bought land that was previously owned by Target. The sale happened earlier this month and was recorded last week. JM Industrial Realty, LLC, paid $3.75 million for 166 acres of commercial land along Route 15 in Gregg Township, Union County. It's expected that development of the site will begin soon. Target purchased the land in 2006 for $7 million. They planned to build a distribution center, but backed out of those plans after the recession in 2008. Sunbury City Council approved the city's $4.69 million draft no tax increase budget for next year. Mayor Kirk Karlovich said the spending plan does not raise taxes so far. City Treasurer Kevin Troop praised the City Council last night for watching the spending. The second reading of the budget will take place December 9th. UPMC Sunbury is still seeking a tax-free status after being on the tax rolls for about 10 years. The budget was prepared knowing that that is a possibility. And a road project may delay traffic in part of Snyder County today. PennDOT maintenance crews will replace a pipe on Route 522 outside of Middleburg Borough. There will be lane restrictions from 7:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow, those same crews will replace a pipe on Route 204 between Salem Road and Early Church Road in Jackson Township, Snyder County. The project will also take place between 7:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. That's our quick look at the news headlines, and welcome back to the program. We have a tweet from Congressman Fred Keller that you might like, Chris.
Oh, I love it.
He says, Speaker Pelosi's attempt at glasnost can't unring the bell. The last month has seen a stunning lack of due process, selective leaks, and secrecy. This is, was, and always will be a sham process designed only to overthrow the results of the 2016 election by any means necessary. That from Congressman Fred Keller.
Boo. I mean, he keeps carrying, these guys keep carrying
water. The truth
bothers
you, doesn't it?
It's not the truth. Okay. Yeah. It's a selective truth is what it is.
Okay.
You want to talk about selective processes.
Well, you know, but what I'm saying is you look at it one way, other people look at it differently.
Right,
you said earlier that no one agrees with me on you know, that I think the process was unfair. Was
I didn't
Tom?
Say no one. I said the spin on both sides is stunning.
Oh, maybe that was Tom who said no one agreed with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't say that. I think everyone agrees with somebody. There's both sides, and it's stunning to me. Like I watched it play out on CNN this morning to watch the spin on both sides on the same topic. It's stunning to me.
Well,
it's really shocking.
Are you familiar with this one? One of our texters says, my understanding is that the whistleblower who exposed the scandal of Fast and Furious by President Obama was fired by Obama. Where was the outrage then?
I got to be honest, I did not know about that, and that would be outrageous. That, if that's a true statement, and I will look it up as you're reading the next statement, if that is true, then that's wrong. That is a wrong thing, just like I've said in the past. If Biden did something in Ukraine that's corrupt, then that's wrong. Like, I am not afraid to call out my own people,
okay,
supposedly.
Now, in response to the question about why President Trump didn't tell the Democrats about the raid on al-Baghdadi, he says, the reason why Trump did not tell Pelosi, she and the Dems want Trump to fail. The last raid in Yemen was leaked. They knew we were coming. Three Americans hurt and comrades killed. There are leakers.
Okay, prove it, and then I'll buy that. Until that's proven, that's just your opinion.
Well, you know, whether or not they knew that we were coming, is that what you're saying?
No, whether or not it was Democrats who leaked the information purposely to hurt American soldiers, that's almost as, like, ridiculous as believing that George W. Bush planned 9/11 and that, you know, I mean, there's a million conspiracy theories out there. Like, if I'm going to start believing that Pelosi and the Democrats are out there trying to hurt American soldiers, That's ridiculous. Just for a political gain?
Well, not that they would intend to harm anybody, but they do leak. I mean, there are leaks all over Washington.
But
you
that doesn't mean
that
they're doing it. That means it could be anybody. There's a million people in the government. There's a million people that
and
are...
So
have
when someone leaks something, should we try and find out who it was and why they did it?
I guess. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But I don't think... But the point that I'm making is that this person is saying that Pelosi and the Democrats want Trump to fail and they leak this
well,
on purpose.
Well, that's true. They do want him to fail. I mean, let's face it. They wouldn't be going after him hammer and tong.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that if everybody's ideology was the same and everybody had the same goal and how we get to that goal, that they would want Trump to fail at that goal?
Well, we have one call in line and one coming in, so we're going to take the one we have right now. Dan, you're on the mark. You want to answer that?
Good morning. Yes, it's small politics. If they were all agreed on politics, this wouldn't be happening. It's because the Dems they didn't like Trump from the very beginning. It's exactly what the president calls it. It's a witch hunt. It's a political witch hunt. Just because you disagree with someone's politics, that doesn't make it right to remove him from office. They have nothing to impeach a president on, not one thing. There's like I told the caller, is no there. There's nothing there to impeach a president. And this is a dangerous way to set things up in the future. Just suppose the Democrats win the election, they get the president they dearly love. What the Republicans can do the same thing. They can set up a witch hunt just because we don't like his politics and have him removed from office.
Okay.
Alrighty.
That's a thing that could happen. You can't impeach a president because you disagree with his politics when I don't know anybody yet that's not supporting the president of the people I know that voted for him. They know it's a total witch hunt.
Well, you're supposed to impeach somebody for high crimes and misdemeanors or treason. Now, which of those is he guilty of? I've heard so many people on the left say, oh, he's treasonous. The man's treasonous. But I don't think that he's done anything treasonous. You know, that's like saying that President Obama did something treasonous when he said, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility after the election. Presidents have the right, the absolute right, to negotiate our foreign affairs. That's part of their job. You know, we may not like what they do. We may have a problem with what they do, but they still have the right to do it, whether it's Barack Obama, George Bush, or whether it's Donald Trump.
Exactly. I agree with you, Joe, 100%. They have nothing, and I can't. This has gone on for ever since before a president was put in office. They've been trying to get him out of office. The very first day, there was big protests all over in Washington to get him out of office. He's never been received as the president by none of the very few Democrats and even some Republicans. So it's a bad state of affairs. It's bad for our country to be going through this. We shouldn't even be talking about impeachment when we have president doing a really good job of managing the affairs of the country. I don't see many things that he did that are wrong. There may be a couple things he could have done better or got done, but he's still doing a great job in spite of all the political pressure on him every day. He hasn't had a day when he didn't have propaganda levied against him from the left.
Well, because he doesn't shut up. He needs to stop it. If he would have just been quiet a year ago, I mean, I don't know if this would have changed anything or not. I'm a big believer that in the age of where we're accusing or we're really conscious of meddling in our election in 2016, and then he goes and does something that appears to be attempting to meddle in our election for 2020 from a foreign entity. That's worth looking into, as far as I'm concerned.
But he was going backwards. He was trying to find out what happened in 2016.
I
think that's a legitimate cause for an investigation. What happened? If he says, I want dirt going forward,
Joe,
if the only dirt they could find on Biden was dirt related to 2016, I would say that's relevant.
Joe,
would you not?
You don't see it pure convenience that as Joe Biden emerged as the front runner to be against him in 2020, this is when this happened? You don't see that as convenient?
It wasn't when that happened. He had been calling for an investigation of Biden for some time.
In July, like this year. It wasn't years ago.
It was long before
July. The phone call was in July.
The phone call was, but his attempt to get an investigation launched in the Bidens and Hillary Clinton is long before
that. Right, Hillary Clinton. Right. He's been after Hillary for years.
Both of them.
Yeah. Come on.
Hey, we had another call, Daniel. We'll give you the last word.
I can tell you one thing. Chris, Trump can out-debate Joe. That'll be a laugh.
Then he should have done that from the beginning.
That's the debate, Joe.
Okay,
you're
then
not talking about me.
That won't even be a debate. Trump's not afraid of Joe
to get him out of the
Democrat leadership.
Make it clear, you're not talking about me.
Joe Biden.
Trump is scared to death of me.
Joe Biden. He's not worried a bit.
He can out-debate.
There's not a Democrat running so far that Trump can't out-debate.
Oh, that's why he's begging Ukraine to help him.
Dan, I said we'd give you the last word, and you took 50. We got to go.
All right, you guys have a great one.
Take care. You too.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We have a caller holding. Than, stand by. We'll just get you in 1 second. We got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. We invite your participation, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. We want to hear what you think.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, along with Chris Elio, and Than Mitchell has been waiting patiently to have his say on the program. And so, Than, you're on the mark.
Oh, it comes.
You say patiently. I was pacing.
Impatiently waiting.
I was listening to your discussion. I was out in the car for a while, so I missed a couple of things. But you do realize that when Nixon was going toward impeachment, that this pretty much happened the same way. There were behind-the-door arguments with Republicans and Democrats both there, and the Republicans yelling, "We don't get a chance to talk. We don't get a chance to talk. This is not the way you do it." You're doing exactly the same thing. Instead of worrying about whether or not this man at the head of our government is guilty, you're worrying about how it's being figured out. That means you know
darn well he's guilty, and you're trying to cover up the tracks.
No, that's not, that's not exactly true, Than. If the president has done something wrong, he deserves to have the full weight of the law brought down on him. All I am arguing about is the process that so far I think has been unfair. Now, if they had had the vote in the and put it to the Judiciary Committee and had a vote to launch the procedure and announced on what grounds they were going to proceed, I would have no problem with that. And if they wind up spelling this thing out on Thursday and doing the right thing, I'll have no problem with that.
Oh, come now. You know you're going to say there's something wrong with the process because you're trying to save a drowning rat. And you're not going to save him, I'm afraid. I was hoping that we could go to the election before this all happened and hopefully vote him out of office. But we're not going to get there, I think, because he just seems to pile on. And you realize that you and Dan particularly appear to believe everything this man says.
When did he say he's building a wall.
I'll bet Dan thinks he's building a wall in Colorado and Alabama is cleaning up from a hurricane. You know, this guy has not told the truth since anybody can remember.
Okay.
You remember what he did about the birth certificate for Obama.
Oh,
he pestered Obama for 8 years on that and then said, don't worry about it. It's not the way it was.
No, and Trump is a constant double talker, too. I mean, he took all the credit for this operation that killed a terrorist. But when the bin Laden thing happened, he tweeted out, Obama deserves no credit. So, like, he can't get out of his own way, and I agree. I agree with you.
Well, that's not a surprise to me.
Well, wait a minute. That's the thing I want to say, and I know my time is short.
Well, you
and
have that another, is, another
and
few.
That is, what?
I was going to say, keep going. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say is that we do not want to get Trump out of office because we want to reverse an election in 2016 or we hate the man. What we don't like is the fact our standing in the world has gone through the toilet now. We are the laughing stock of the world, except people are grimacing because they realize how wrong it is for us to give the power over to Russia, Turkey, and I suspect, by the way things are going, China.
And I read an article yesterday that put a little perspective on the booing that took place at the World Series game the other night. It's one thing to be like, oh, well, they booed someone that they hate or whatever. A bunch of liberals at a baseball game. Oh, my goodness. To me, it was more telling that I've seen other presidents in the past, you know, however many years I've been alive that were not necessarily liked by everyone. Never got booed like that. Never was disrespected like that. Somehow the office of the president has been changed. And now, you know, these people who support Trump were like, oh, he speaks like every man and he's like everybody else. And, oh, he tells it like it is. Well, guess what? He has made the office of the president just like everybody else.
You know,
now,
you need
it's
to
disgusting.
Go back. You need to read some history. You need to read particularly the way Abraham Lincoln was treated during the Civil War. He was not treated with the great respect and reverence that we treat him with today.
Well, I think the Civil War is an extreme example.
He was called the original Abe.
You're going to cut me off because my time is up and you guys are arguing.
Sorry.
Abraham Lincoln did not whine and cry and whimper every day, and that's what our president is doing.
Well, I'll agree with you on that.
I've been treated worse than anybody ever in the entire world.
And you're talking about the Civil War, which is an extreme example, okay? That's extreme. Half the country hated one person. Come on.
Hey, we got two other calls pending, Than. We got to let you go. Thanks
so
much.
Than, you're the man, dude.
And we got another call coming. Got another one coming in. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We have Bob and Mike standing by. We have three emails. We're getting behind here. Bob, you're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. You know, I agree with you, Joe, that, you know, the whistleblower and all, you know, when all this stuff started coming out and basically, you know, if somebody's being accused of something, if I'm the president or I'm anyone, you know, I have the right to know who's accusing me, and then go from there.
Right, when the accusation is actually made, yes. When they get to a point where we're talking about legal proceedings, when the indictment is made, but when the initial accusation is made, suspicion, when there's suspicion, you don't get to know every single person the police are talking to or the whole process. You don't get to know that until the indictment is levied, and then you get into, you have a defense attorney, they need to know all the information, but that's when it gets there, and that's where we are now. Up until this point, they've been doing the investigation. That's where
we were.
That's
what you'd like to believe, but that's not
exactly
what's happening. Bob, go ahead.
All right, thank you very much. That's the point I wanted to make. I mean, you know, even if I get picked up for a speeding ticket, you know, of course I can say, yes, I'm guilty, I'm going to pay the ticket, or no, you know, I have the right to go to a magistrate and have the officer, I mean, all that. So, I mean, we're innocent until proven guilty. So there is a process that we all have to follow.
I agree with you. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. Two calls pending. We'll take them in the order in which they came in. Mike, you're on the mark from Bloomsburg.
Hey, man, nice to be talking to you, Chris. I think I've heard you once before on the show.
Thank you.
Joe,
nice to be talking to you.
Good to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're in very dangerous territory here. I think we're kind of playing politics as if it's some type of game. I mean, in 2016, the Democrats got whipped. Okay, they won the popular vote, but they picked up their votes in the high population centers that are liberal. Now, since that time, we've had an increasing trend towards the newer voters wanting to embrace socialism. And I think that's a serious problem here. The Democrats, they didn't learn anything from their last election. And you know, hey, I got to give them credit. They believe in socialism, and they're charging right ahead with it. And they think the only way they can get rid of this president is to impeach him, because they don't want to take a chance on this upcoming election. And I don't think it's good for the country. And, I mean, I just don't know what to say. I'm not going to be discouraged by what's going on, but I am afraid that we're going to either lose Trump to an impeachment process, which is purely political. I mean, let's face it, this isn't a court of law right now. This is politics, and we have a bunch of people in Washington that want to keep their jobs, and if they think they are going to keep their jobs by getting rid of this president, I think they'll do it. You know, to heck with the future of the country. And the last thing I want to say is that Steve Bannon, when he came into the limelight here with the president, he pushed a thing called generational theory, which talks about there's basically four generations that go by and then history repeats itself. And I think we're on the verge of entering what he would call a crisis generation here, where there's something really big going to happen. I don't know what it is. It could be our economic system. It could be, let's face it, people don't want to think about it. You know, we got attacked on 9/11 with four airplanes. But let's face it, our enemies could do something even way more drastic at that, at one of our most vulnerable times. We could find ourselves in a sneak attack, much like we did on Pearl Harbor. But with today's technology, it could be even greater. So I believe we are facing a crisis time, and I don't think the time to change directions with the Democrats is now. So I'm sticking with President Trump.
Right. Well,
sounds good.
I want to just step back 1 second. The Democrats didn't learn from 2016 by going forward with the socialism. Hillary Clinton was definitely not a socialist candidate, a socialism candidate. That's why Bernie was robbed of the nomination, is because that's what he wanted. Hillary was more centrist. If anything, Democrats haven't learned their lesson, because they're trending towards Biden, which is more of a Hillary candidate than any of the others. So I agree with you there. I just think your focus was a little off.
You think Biden's going to be the guy for the Democrats?
Oh, God, unfortunately, yes, I do. Unfortunately, yes. I disagree with it. I wouldn't vote for him. I mean, if I have my choice in the primary, which I will have my choice in the primary, I wouldn't vote for Biden.
Well, let me tell you, he's wearing an Elizabeth Warren T-shirt.
I would all over Warren.
And Indian feathers in his hair.
I would pick Elizabeth Warren. I would make Bernie Sanders her vice and go from there. That's exactly what I would do.
And then I'll see you in Canada, Mike.
Pardon me?
I'll see you in Canada if that happens, Mike.
Canada's...
You know, I saw
we'd essentially be like Canada. What are you talking about?
I saw a good advertisement for a realtor that said, anyone who says they'll leave the country when Trump is elected in 2020, I'll gladly take your listing now.
Well, if Warren wins, we'll be essentially be Canada, especially with Trudeau winning this past week. So, yeah.
Hey, Mike, thanks for your call. We appreciate your very thoughtful comments. Thank you. And now we'll take Andy. You're on the mark from Sealands Grove.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to point out two things that are kind of getting lost in the shuffle here with the whole impeachment inquiry. Everybody's forgetting the fact that there is still a sealed indictment sitting out there from the Mueller report, and then also the current investigation by the district attorney in New York looking into the possible campaign finance violations onto the Trump Pence campaign. So. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to point out the fact that, you know, those two things are kind of getting lost in the shuffle as far as the media coverage with the current situation right now.
Well, it's not so much the media coverage. It's the fact that Democrats have moved beyond the Mueller investigation. They're looking for their main chance, and now they believe it's this phone call with the Ukraine.
True. And, you know, going back, you know, as far as, you know, everything's kind of shifting course to that, but, you know, are they still, you know, what is the possibility of that sealed indictment that is still out there from Mueller?
Well, we don't know who it's against either.
Right.
Could be in somebody entirely right. different.
There could be a little bit of a conspiracy theory there, and then you know also looking at the fact that there's current investigation by the district attorney in New York looking into the possible campaign finance violation.
Right, and then you have California trying to get his tax returns released, and they've just been lost in court by demanding that the president has to release his tax returns to get on the ballot.
Well, sadly, they might be on fire.
Well, they are on fire.
I mean, that's just what the state of California is all about right now, sadly. I mean, you know, all thoughts with those people. But
whether we like it or not, Andy, this is a political process. You know, up to the point that there's actually a trial in the United States Senate that's conducted by the House and it's presided over by the Supreme Court Chief Justice, up until that point, it's a political process. And you've got to expect there's going to be some buffeting back and forth. But I honestly believe if you're going to impeach a president of the United States, I don't care whether he's Republican, Democrat, left, right, you've got to be open and above board and fair.
Well, that's where
we
are.
No matter how much it hurts.
Well, that's where we are.
And that's not what's happening in Washington today.
That's where we are as of Thursday. I mean, not today, but Thursday we will.
You get the last word, Andy.
Yeah, very, very good point. I'm just curious to see, you know, what happens, you know, with the whole impeachment proceeding and everything. You know, what's going to happen to Mr. Trump when he leaves office? You know, what's going to be sitting out there, waiting for him once he leaves office? Whether it's from impeachment, from losing the election, or if he wins the election, what happens, within another 4 years from now? So. Curious to see how the whole thing is going to shake out in the long run.
Should they go after him after he's out of office?
Is it as far as going after him after he's out of office, or the fact that there's a possible indictment already waiting for him?
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, it depends. There's so many shady things that seem to go on with this administration that it's hard to say.
Shady?
Oh, God. Like, the whole business, like, his business dealings, the fact that he wanted to hold the G7 conference at his own resort. I mean, there's so many things that he's trying to do in, like, broad daylight, let alone what's going on behind closed doors. I mean, you want to talk about behind closed doors. He's the most powerful man in the world, supposedly. The president of the United States is amongst the top five most powerful people on the planet. You don't think that if he, in broad daylight, he's trying to pull some, like, shady things like, hey, going to host the G7 thing for my failing
shady.
Resort.
Did it right out in the open.
Right, exactly.
Not and shady.
It's totally guy. Shady. That's why he stopped doing it, because he realized how shady it was.
Andy, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Call us
you're
again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. 1-800-795-9565. We have three emails pending, and I want to beat Chris over the head with some facts after we come back. We invite your calls and emails and texts. 70236 is our text number. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. The entire program brought to you by the good folks at the Sunbury Motor Company.
Jumbo Camden Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Every day that a nagging and persistent work injury continues to interfere with your daily activities, leaving you with the feeling that your doctor has not taken the time to address the issue. This is Dr. Dunnigan from the Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. We specialize in helping you improve your quality of life and restoring your mobility by directly addressing the source of your pain. If you are ready to start living again, call 570-743-4333. That's 570-743-4333 or online at ShamokinDamHC.com.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Says Dr. Jenkins ought to be your dentist? Your friends and neighbors who go to Dr. Jenkins.
We were looking for a dentist that we knew would be top of the field and know exactly what he's doing.
A recommendation of friends brought me to the practice.
I'm very pleased with what has been done so far. The staff is wonderful. They truly are. It's a very warm, friendly place when you go.
The excellent dental work and the smiling faces here just make it a pleasure to come in.
It's the first place I ever went that I felt like someone cared. I feel I've gotten more than I thought I would. The care was so much better than, you know, than I expected. I referred my son to come here because he saw how happy I was.
If you have problems with your mouth, this is the place to come. I can eat again. It's the best feeling. It really is.
Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
It's Northumberland Hearing Center's fall open house October 21st to November 1st. No-cost hearing exams, free demos, free benefit checks, and more. Call 473-1200.
Hi, this is Ethan from Northumberland Hearing Center. We hope you or your loved one joins us for this fall event. We offer 0% in-house financing and offer a 45-day, 100% money-back guarantee. We stand behind our work, and we stand behind the products we fit.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing. Improve your life.
Northumberland Hearing Center.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
The art really consists of the actual individuals that we serve, and we call them self-advocates because years ago people didn't think of individuals who were intellectually and developmentally disabled as being able to advocate for themselves, and now today we know so much more.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, Donnie Collins on Penn State, and Matt Leon on the Eagles. Today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
To On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Chris Elio. Mark Lawrence has today off. He had yesterday off. He'll be back tomorrow. We have a couple of emails that we haven't gotten to. The first one says, since the day the president was elected, Democrats and the never-Trump Republicans, such as Romney, etc., the mission has been to get him out, no matter if they agree with any of his policies or not, simply because he's not one of them, the establishment. Trump is Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. The country clubbers hate him and want him gone, but they just can't seem to get him out. That's from Doug in Lewistown.
Okay, it's a big difference,
good point,
though.
Doug,
Rodney
good
Dangerfield
point.
And Caddyshack was awesome. That's the big difference.
The president is awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Some of these days.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, we're way behind in emails. So I have the three, and then we got five more hanging around.
Oh, my goodness.
One of our emailers says, can I ask a question? After they take this vote on Thursday, what do you think will happen? What will surprise you?
Joe, I'll let you go first on this one.
What will surprise me is if they actually, you know, go forward in a fair and open and transparent process, give everybody the chance to speak, give the president a chance to cross-examine witnesses. If they do that, I'll be surprised, but I'll be grateful.
But I'm hearing that's what's going to happen. That's what they're going to do. That's the point of all this, is to remove the specter and this entire argument that the president keeps making about process, 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 process. It's unfair. This is the whole point. This is why I think what Nancy Pelosi did yesterday was genius, because I think at this point, because she didn't have to do this.
When you say Nancy Pelosi and genius in the same sentence, you send
shocking.
My head reeling.
I'm not a huge fan myself, so I'm shocked myself. I was a little surprised
by
the move.
She called herself a master master politician, and I believe she's that.
Well, she might be. It doesn't take a genius to be that. It takes a certain type of narcissist and sleight of hand artist. But
well, one of our other listeners and who is emailing this, you'll like this one. Just like all the Trump protectors, Joe is crybabying because Trump got caught red-handed trying to get a foreign country to meddle in our elections. Each day, more and more verification from patriots, even war heroes, are attesting to this fact. The whistleblower did his job by exposing this president and started this investigation, which each day exposes more and more about this corrupt president. What's the point in identifying the whistleblower? He did his duty, and that's the bottom line.
Yep.
Face facts, Joe. You and your fellow Republicans are trying every angle and excuse to try to protect Trump. My question is why?
My question is why didn't you answer the question I asked
already?
Well,
he offered me a free weekend at Doral.
But why didn't you answer my question yet? Why do we need to know who the whistleblower is?
Well, because he started the whole thing. And I think...
So what?
You're allowed to face your accusers. He accused the president of wrongdoing. The president has a right to face him and to question him. What he doesn't have a right to do is fire him like Obama did, the guy who brought out Fast and
Furious. Whataboutism? Stop with the whataboutism. That happened 10 years ago. Nobody cares.
Yes, they do care.
No, they don't. It doesn't matter. How is that relevant?
That's
just like how is it relevant? How is it relevant that the whistleblower... Look, let
that's
me...
like saying history doesn't matter.
No, history
precedent
does matter.
Doesn't matter.
History does matter. And I read, during one of the breaks, I read about what Obama did, and it seemed pretty shady, okay? A lot of the whistleblowers for Fast and Furious did get demoted or even fired. Not a good move, okay? So there's that. However, same thing applies here. Why do we need to know who the whistleblower is when he started the ball rolling and other people have not only corroborated, but... are going and testifying with their name, putting their own job and their own career on the line
happen. Here's one of our re-emailers says,
hold on.
The whistleblower is fake. Brennan, Clapper, Schiffey
are
feeding the whistleblower intel.
Okay.
The whistleblower is coming forth with intel that he or she is being fed. The GOP can prove this. This is why they're hiding the whistleblower.
And can I ask you one more time? Why does it matter? Look, it goes like this. If you're married... Right? I was married. I have a girlfriend. Whatever. If my girlfriend goes into my phone and invades my privacy because she suspects that I'm cheating, if she goes into my phone and invades my privacy and finds that I'm cheating, was she right?
Well, I'm astounded by the admission you're making here on
my
radio.
I'm not admitting anything. What I'm asking you is she right to go on my phone? Even though she invaded my privacy...
Well,
if she finds the facts that she's looking for, is she right?
No.
Why?
Because you have a right to expect privacy in your own personal affairs.
But she's right, though. She found out that I did something wrong.
But it's not criminal.
No, that's a semantical argument. I'm trying to show how the whistleblower and finding out the identity of the whistleblower is only a smokescreen so the president and his ilk can go, look, this was an operative the whole time. Even if everything he says is true, he or she says is true, if everything the whistleblower proves to be true, if everything they said proves to be true, then it doesn't matter who it is.
Okay, we have one call coming in, one on the line. We're going to take Paul first. You're on the mark, Paul.
I only have one question. Who has the most power? The people that we elect to represent our government or the people that are the government?
I don't know.
What?
You've asked another imponderable question.
I'm a little confused.
Yeah, what's your
point? The point is this, that you guys are arguing about who has the most power.
Not really. We're arguing about fairness, I think, and whether or not this process has been transparent and whether or not it should be.
Well, you have to understand that we're also a states of law, and if the law is the law, then no one is above the law.
Well, that I'll agree with. So?
Okay.
So
who's above the law?
If they went to impeach him, they figured that he has done something that is illegal.
Well, it should be a high crime or a misdemeanor or treason.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three things that can get you out of office.
Yep.
Well, some people that are guilty go innocent.
Some people that are guilty go innocent. What does that mean?
Right.
That means that if you don't have enough evidence to convict him, he goes free.
Right. That's true.
And vice versa. Sometimes innocent people are proven guilty by circumstance.
The burden of proof is always on the prosecutor.
Sure.
As it should be.
Mm-hmm. I know, but they just had one that was released after serving 36 years of being guilty when he didn't even commit the crime.
Right. That happens all the time.
That happens, yeah, and that's regrettable. I agree with you there, Paul, but, you know, in a perfect system, that wouldn't happen. But bear in mind, the system does eventually come around and find the truth out.
Sadly, it takes 37 years sometimes, but
better late than never.
Right.
It was the idea that the people in England was disappointed with royalty, and therefore they wanted something that put them in power. The people want the power, not the government, because the government is only a minority.
Yeah. Well, hence the Magna Carta. Hey, thanks, Paul. Appreciate
That's why we have a representative government, because supposedly we elect representatives to, support our needs, but it doesn't always go that way.
We've got a call pending. Chris, hang on. We've got three emails to read, and we've got to take our final break of the morning. You're listening to On the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. The program brought to you by the great folks at the Sunbury Motor Company.
From the theater that brought you Mary Poppins the Musical and Titanic the Musical, Christ Wesleyan Theater Productions presents Beauty and the Beast, the Broadway musical. The Disney classic comes to life, live and on stage at Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton. Come hear a 75-member cast perform your favorite Disney songs in this Broadway-quality production. Be enchanted by this magical story through incredible lighting and effects, amazing costumes and makeup, and this timeless story of love and adventure.
I want adventure in the great white somewhere. I want it more than I can tell.
Beauty and the Beast, November 7th through the 10th. Get your tickets at www.cwtheater.org.
Don't forget, we have to split firewood this afternoon, so no dilly-dallying after school.
Oh, but it's still too hot out. Can it wait?
It'll be cold before we know it.
Grab your woolies, boys. Winter's coming.
Hey, Bear, didn't see you there.
Got my wood stacked, racked, and ready. So I'm ready to sit by the fire with a nice cup of cocoa.
You done already? Always takes us quite a while.
Like forever.
I rented a chainsaw and log splitter from Bear Rental. Made that tour much easier.
I'm liking easy.
Right, Mr. Dilly Dally.
Home products, commercial products, Bear Rental, a division of Zartman Construction, has the tools you need. Why buy a tool for just one job when you can rent it? Save maintenance costs and space in the garage. Bear Rental open Monday through Saturday. Call 570-701-1525 or go to bear-rental.com. Between Nori and Danville on Point Township Drive, and like Bear Rental on Facebook.
Problem solved with Bear.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Back goes Clifford off play action. Waits. Long and deep down the middle. Hamler, KJ's there, got it. Touchdown, Penn State. 53 yards.
Penn State football is sponsored by Murray Motor Chevrolet, Earth Energy Innovations, Register Chevrolet, First National Insurance, Sealands Grove Ford, Mart's Game Farm, Purdy Insurance Agency. Check out the Penn State football schedule on WKOK.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGrann and Chris Helios here. Mark Lawrence got a day off, and Chris from Milton's on the line. Chris, good morning. You're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning. First, about the whistleblower, his complaint did not just go pass up the line, it got investigated along the way. The inspector general looked into it and decided there was substance to it.
True enough.
Mm-hmm. And then he was supposed, so it wasn't just a blind thing, and it was third-person testimony or secondhand testimony from the whistleblower. People there are interviewing now are first-hand people.
Yep, absolutely.
And the... Also, the if you're talking about how things are supposed to go, the whistleblower's complaint was after the inspector general did it, was supposed to go to the, I forget whether it's the attorney general and then immediately to Congress, but it got held up for a week by the attorney general.
Yep.
And that's completely never been done before on a whistleblower complaint. It's supposed to go straight to Congress. So when you look at who's playing with the system, I think you should look other places.
Not to mention that they put that call in a drawer, by the way, also. They hid the call in the first place in a file. So, yeah, I mean, I think Chris is right on here.
What's the high crime or the misdemeanor?
Well, abuse of power has been listed in two of the impeachments before, if not all three.
Okay, how did this abuse his power? He has the right to conduct foreign policy as he sees fit.
He has the right to conduct foreign policy. He does not have the right to hold up foreign aid funds based on something that will personally benefit him.
But the funds had been released before the phone call.
No, they weren't.
No, they were not.
I heard the story I saw said they were released and that the guy from the president of the Ukraine said he didn't even know they had been held up.
Yes, that's what he said. But, you know,
oh, he lies,
dependent on the president right now. So I wouldn't take too seriously what he says.
Yeah, because
Trump claimed that he didn't even know the funds were being held up.
Right.
But it turned out he actually did because of the secret diplomacy, so-called, carried on by, something or other.
So what did the president get?
The EU guy and Rudy.
For there to be a crime, the president has to have benefited. How did he benefit?
No, he doesn't have to benefit. He has to try to benefit.
Yes, absolutely. He tried. He tried to have a private.
Let me finish this.
Just like President
Clinton lied under oath. I don't think that rose to the level of an impeachable offense because of what he lied about. To me, everything is context.
Right.
Here, the president.
Trump did was try to get a foreign announcement. And an investigation in a foreign country to announce it in exchange for not holding up aid to his country that he's totally dependent on for protection from the Russians.
But the conversation, the transcript of the conversation, which I don't know of anybody who's disputed that it was accurate.
Well, it might be slightly incomplete. There's some ellipses in there.
Okay, well, but in any event, no one has claimed that it wasn't a fair representation of the conversation. And I didn't hear a quid pro quo there. Did you?
Yes.
But where?
Also in the text messages before.
No, I'm talking about the conversation that the whistleblower started this whole investigation
with. First of all, it's not just the phone call. It's this whole secret diplomacy that Giuliani was doing supposedly at the order of the president.
Yep.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the phone call and the whistleblower.
It has
That's
to do
why
with the whole
important.
Thing.
No, but it has to do. It has to do with it fits in the same thing as the whistleblower of what he was being told through diplomatic channels from people who talked to the president.
But if that
and
was the
was
case,
he was told more definitely, apparently, about things that we'll have to see when the testimony.
Well, the president didn't say.
Out,
the president of the United States didn't say to the president of the Ukraine, "Hey, listen, I sent Rudy over there,
and that's not the standard.
You cooperate with him. You do what he tells you to
and
do."
And there doesn't have to be a. There only has to be a quid, actually.
No pro quo.
Yes, I mean he doesn't have to. As long as he's. Just asking for the quid is a crime.
What is that crime? Quit asking? I haven't heard of that as a crime.
Well, you should study law a little more because it happens a lot.
Shots fired.
But every transaction around is a quid pro quo. I want to buy your the hat
That's
you're
right,
wearing.
But and you don't have the right to say, oh, investigate my political opponents to a foreign country.
Who's also a private citizen.
If Obama did that, do you really think the Republicans would say, oh, well, that's perfectly fine?
Well, listen, and in my years in running radio stations, many times I had clients say to me, listen, I'll buy some advertising with you, but I want 25 free spots, too. So what I've got is a quid pro quo. I want them to advertise with me, but now
they're not the president of the United States.
But that's the same thing. The president's negotiating.
It's not the same thing. Stop pretending like the president of the United States is like everybody else.
He has the right to negotiate.
Why is it okay all of a sudden?
He does not have the right to get foreign assistance for what he wants in a campaign.
He wasn't getting
gig.
He was investigating.
For aid, Joe,
he was investigating.
If you can't understand that, you're
he wasn't, Chris, let me finish. He was investigating the 2016 election and interference then,
right,
which is what the Democrats have been saying we should be doing all along. Am I right?
What are the Democrats saying we should be doing all along?
Investigating the 2016 election.
No, he was investigating the Bidens. He specifically asked for the Bidens to be investigated.
We weren't telling Ukraine we aren't going to do it. And only investigate the corruption, I think, it's against my political opponent.
What did $50,000 a month for Joe Biden's son have to do with 2016 election?
What he didn't say to them was, listen, dig up dirt on Biden that makes him look bad. He asked him to conduct an investigation. He didn't say he wanted what the outcome was.
And announce that you are doing it, and it's a corruption and it's a corruption investigation.
But none of that happened.
Boy, the spin is
so what did the president get? None of it happened. Hey, Chris, we're out of time. As always, thanks for calling.
Is special in this room, I'm telling you, man. It's like a roulette wheel in here.
No, it's because you can't follow the facts.
Okay, whatever.
thanks for being here, Chris.
Of course, man. It's always a pleasure. I hope to be back soon.
And tomorrow, Mark Lawrence will be back, and we have three emails we didn't get to, but I promise we'll save them and get to them tomorrow. You're listening to On the Mark, brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.